It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. On this date in 1973, while he was embroiled in the Watergate affair, which would end his presidency 10 months later, Richard Nixon proclaimed Jim Thorpe the greatest American athlete of the first half of the 20th century. Thorpe was born in 1887, a member of the Sac and Fox Nation, and originally given the name Watahook, which means bright path. He became the first Native American to win a gold medal for the United States in Olympic competition. Considered one of the most versatile athletes in modern sports, he won gold medals in the 1912 pentathlon and decathlon and played American football, collegiate and professional baseball, and basketball. He lost his Olympic titles after it was found that he had been paid for playing 2 seasons of semi-professional baseball before competing in the Olympics, thus violating the amateurism rules that were in place at the time. In 1983, 30 years after his death, the International Olympic Committee restored his Olympic medals. Thorpe grew up in Oklahoma and attended Carlisle Indian Industrial School in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, where he was a 2-time All-American for the school's football team. After his Olympic success in 1912, which included a record score in the decathlon, he added a victory in the all-around championship of the Amateur Athletic Union. In 1913, he signed with the New York Giants and played 6 seasons in Major League Baseball between 1913 and 1919. He then joined the Canton Bulldogs American football team in 1915, helping them win 3 professional championships. Later, he played for 6 teams in the National Football League. He played as part of several All-American Indian teams throughout his career and barnstormed as a professional basketball player with a team composed entirely of Native Americans. From 1920 to 1921, Thorpe was nominally the first president of the American Professional Football Association, which became the NFL in 1922. He played professional sports until he was 41, the end of his sports career coinciding with the start of the Great Depression. He struggled to earn a living after that, working several odd jobs. He suffered from alcoholism and lived his last years in failing health and poverty. He was married 3 times and had 8 children before suffering from heart failure and dying in 1953. Thorpe has received various accolades for his athletic accomplishments. The Associated Press followed Nixon's lead and named him the greatest athlete of the first 50 years of the 20th century, and the Pro Football Hall of Fame inducted him as part of its inaugural class in 1963. He appeared in several films and was portrayed by Burt Lancaster in the 1951 movie Jim Thorpe, All-American. The U.S. Postal Service honored him with a commemorative stamp in 1998. He received a life-size bust of King Gustav V of Sweden and a Viking ship encrusted with semi-precious jewels from Nicholas II, the last Tsar of Russia, at the Stockholm Games. Both items are currently housed at the International Olympic Committee Museum in Lausanne, Switzerland. A Pennsylvania town was named in his honor, and he's buried there, although his sons have long sought to return his remains to the Oklahoma burial ground near his birthplace. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 20th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.